Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here again, completing another podcast installation, a look into my life and how credit made my imaginations come true. Today I want to talk about one success story and then one story where my heart goes out to one of the clients that we helped. And I want to impress upon you some things that you need to do to make sure these things either happen for you, or some things that are bad do not happen for you as it relates to credit. Now, one client I'm very excited for, because this gentleman was a real estate investor, and when the economy crashed in 2008, a lot of people lost their investment properties and were forced into having negative credit as a result of the economy and not foreseeing, I guess, the events that unfolded in 2008. So this gentleman lost everything. He had quite a few properties, and he had visited our office several times, but he just wasn't sure if what we offered would actually help him. So finally, after going to a couple other credit repair companies, he decided to come back to us because he didn't get the results from them. And he signed up for our services, and he was so excited to get the results that he needed. He did a video testimonial for our office, and he spoke of how he lost everything, maybe $3 million in properties, and how he came to Vivix Credit Solutions, got his credit repaired, and now he's back on his feet, and he said he owed his success and life, getting his life back, to me and our office. And he spoke in the video of how now he has three buildings that he was able to get approved for, and he got a $1 million cash out on one of the deals. And he actually presents a copy of the check in the video testimonial that he did for us. I'm excited for him. I'm always excited to see clients come back to tell us how well things are going for them after they got their credit repaired. He also showed back up a couple months later, which was really just this past Saturday. Today is March 20th, so he showed up just a couple days ago, and he had a brand new Maserati that he was excited that he got financed for at a auto dealership, and he said he got like 4.4% interest. He was very excited about that. We took a ride in his Maserati together, and he wanted to do another video testimonial. Okay, we have hundreds of video testimonials like this on our websites, on our YouTube channel, our Vimeo channels. So, but I'm always still excited to hear from the people, these success stories. Now, that's the good. Now, the bad of this talk is I had a gentleman come into our office that went through the credit repair program, got great results, and went to rent an apartment, and his wife was approved. It was a joint application between the two of them. His wife was approved for the apartment, but he was declined not because of his credit, but because of his background. Many of these high-end, if even mid-level apartment complexes will check your credit as well as check your data report of your background history. Now, he came to my office and he said, well, what should I do? You know, they said I had great credit. My wife's credit was good as well. How do I get around this? I said, well, we need to work on your data reports. I said, you recall I was telling you in your exit interview, we're one of the few companies that does exit interviews with all of our clients, where we sit down and we go over their results and make sure they're happy. And I said, in your exit interview, if you recall, I suggested to you to get into the data report repair, which I call the Wealth Score Academy, so you can request all of your data reports, review them, and then restrict them from banks, lending institutions, and other creditors. So you can make them honest by having them ask you to release the data report to them instead of requesting it and then declining you, and in many cases never telling you which data report they reviewed. So I asked the gentleman, I said, well, did they tell you which data report they reviewed to assess your background? And he said, no, I didn't ask. I just walked away, thinking since I was declined, it was nothing I could do about it. And, you know, that is a good point. Many clients think that once they're declined, there's no ability to rehash, to contact the creditors and ask why, and then correct the problem that's on their credit report or their data reports, and then go back and have the creditor review, that's called a rehash, review your application again. So I told him, I said, there's some good luck. Let's find out which data report for the background did this apartment complex use. And I said, let's go into the data report repair service. Let's freeze these reports, because now that you know that your credit's good enough to get an apartment, then go to another apartment development, because 90% of them check your background as well as your credit. And this is something I say all the time. Great credit is not enough now. We're in a digital age where just having great credit can still get you declined because of the data reports. All right, so he left the office. This was yesterday. It was Monday. It's Wednesday. Actually, it was 2 days ago. Today's Wednesday. This was Monday of this week. And so I want to share this to let you know. One client had really bad credit, or really challenged credit, got approved, purchased some buildings, got a cash out of $1 million, and purchased a new Maserati. The second client, successful credit repair service, high credit scores, couldn't get an apartment because of the background check. So, please, credit report repair is just one component of being approved. The second component is data report repair. All right. So, if you want more information about data report repair, reach out. You can find me on the web at wealthscoresystem.com/go. Now, that that website is also in the bio of this broadcast, but it's wealthscoresystem.com/go, G-O, go, all right? Now, I also mentioned to many clients after going through the credit repair program or the data report repair service, I mentioned that they should check the minor credit bureaus. There's quite a few up-and-coming minor credit bureaus you must be concerned about. Now, I do give away, right now I'm giving away 3 request letters, all right, where you can get the actual letters I charge $175 for. You can get those for free and send these request letters to the 3 minor credit bureaus to get your reports from them, because Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, you could do credit repair for those 3, have great scores, great reports with the 3 majors, and then your 3 minors could cause you a problem where you're not approved, because some creditors and banks and lending institutions will look at your 3 minor bureaus. So if you're interested in that free service, all right, go to wealthscorecoach.com. That's wealthscorecoach.com/3 minor bureaus. All right, that's wealthscorecoach.com/3 minor bureaus. That's bureaus with an S. All right, and if you're interested in the Wealth Score Academy, where I teach 72 plus data reports that you must be aware of that could potentially have an adverse action or effect on you getting approved for credit, you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. I know this is quite a few websites. You can go to wealthscorecoach.com and for a limited time sign up for a 30-day access to the Wealth Score Academy for just $97. All right, that's $97 for 30-day access to the Wealth Score Academy, where I teach about the 70-plus data reports that are out there that you need to request, review, and restrict those reports. All right, that's a limited time offer for the $97. All right, and if you would like to reach out and just get some more information or speak with me about some concerns you have, you can reach me at support@secretwealthscore.com. support@secretwealthscore.com. All right, I look forward to seeing you in some of the up and coming Wealth Score masterclasses and credit repair workshops. And I hope to see you in the Wealth Score Academy and I'll train you there as well.